Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Happy July, everyone, 7-7-2011, 3 p.m. Eastern in Atlanta, but it's 12 p.m. Pacific here where I'm at in San Diego, California, the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, California, enjoying the BGE 2011 summer broadcast. It's great to be here in the great weather and just great people within the community. Hope everyone had a very, very, very awesome and fun-filled 4th of July. It was definitely a beautiful one here by the water with family and friends and just enjoying what the benefits of life can be when you just, you're just out and, in the community assisting and helping one another, because it was an absolutely beautiful one for me and my family and friends. I'd just like to mention to all of you guys to all of you Chick-fil-A lovers, that tomorrow it's their annual tradition, July 8th. It's Cow Appreciation Day, which is a tradition that Chick-fil-A annually have. So get out there and have some fun. You guys know the kids, if you show up dressed like a chicken, you get a chicken meal. So definitely it's just a fun way to enjoy something with the kids, or enjoy stuff with your friends or just your family. So definitely get to the nearest Chick-fil-A restaurant nearest to you, dress up like a cow, have some fun, and just go and check it out. Well, I hope everyone is ready to get the month going with the inspiration and praise. You know, as you all know, that the first Tuesday of every month, Pamela Reese Warlock with the Preparation Room is on the air to uplift and inspire us. Had to postpone it this week due to the holiday and some other personal things that, that just impacted my home, which I will briefly discuss with my testimony with Pam today. But lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. That's 347-215-8709. Also in my chat, Bill Grow and Enjoy. Hello, Pamela, the great, great Pamela, and welcome back. Also, we have Annette on the air.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here on the radio, just talking and just sending some of that God love to everybody. Hello, Annette. I guess Annette must have got
off.
Hey, Pam. Okay, I can hear you. Hey, Pam.
Hey. Well, I'm just glad to be here, Kalithia, today with you, and to send some of this love out to each and every one who's on the phone. I know somebody on the phone want to talk about something and share some love, but we are here to share some love. The first thing that I like to do, Kalithia, if it's okay with you, go to the Book of James. And I like to also just give what's on my, what's in my spirit, what the Holy Spirit had told me to just to say today to each and every one of you. It's from the Plain English Virgin Bible, James, and it's 4. And it's 4:9.
Okay.
It said, let there be tears for the wrong thing you have done. It said, let there be sorrow and deep grief. He said, let there be sadness instead of laughing and groan instead of joy. When you bow down before the Lord and admit your dependence on Him, He will lift you up and give you honor. So I know that it's for someone out there today, and when you get the time, I want you to go back and look at James 4:9, okay?
Right.
Let the Holy Spirit meditate over you.
Definitely. Well, let's take this call, Pam, because they call in and every wedding. We got one right here.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Caller 9000. How are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for Pam? Did you want to speak to Pam?
Or
myself?
Hi, this is DeKanya. This is Pam's daughter. I just wanted to call, first of all, to give glory to God. And just to say how thankful I am to be the daughter of such a mighty woman of God. I've learned so much in all my years. She has been my rock, and I thank God so much for her and all of what she does for all of us, not just our family, but for our friends. And a lot of people depend on her, so we're just all thankful for her and thanking God for her and all of her prophecies and her words of encouragement. And just tell her that I'm proud of her, and she's doing a great job.
Oh,
yeah,
that is so sweet,
Candy.
Candy for sure. I'm so glad that you had time to call from your busy schedule. I know you have. You must be at, where are you? You're at work?
I'm at work. I am at work. I skipped my lunch so that I can be here with you all today. And I've tried before to get through, and it's, you know, been real difficult, but I'm glad that I was able to get through today. And I'm wanting to thank everyone who is also on hold for calling in and supporting, you know, the preparation room. And thank you, Ms. Khalida, for all of what you're doing for the preparation room. We also appreciate you very much.
Yes, you're very welcome.
I'm not going to hold the lines up. I love you, Mom, and I got to get back to work. But I just wanted to say, continue to let God do what he's doing in you. It's a marvelous thing.
Oh, that is so precious. God bless you, and I love you.
All right, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
That's awesome. Let's get another caller. Let's see here. Caller 7000, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, my name is Regan.
Hello, how are you? Welcome
hi.
To Go and Enjoy with the Preparation Room.
Hi, and Pamela is my mom. She's my God-gifted mom. She's been in my world for 30-plus years.
Yes, it's Regan. Hey,
IDPM. I just want to call in and thank you for allowing her to be able to just give the word out. She's such a blessing. She's such an anointed woman, and I just thank God that he allowed me to have her as another mother. Her word is so powerful, so strengthening, so uplifting, so blessed, and she's so blessed. And I just thank God that she is able to really give the word and give it from the Holy Spirit, and it sometimes cuts deep, but it's so real, and it helps. And just turns the whole situation around. So I just thank God. I really, really, really give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I just really love you, Auntie Pam, so much. And I just thank God for you.
Well, I love you, too. We want to give a testimony for a minute before, because I know we got other callers. And we want you to give God the glory of the excitement that just happened in your life. And
okay.
Just deal with the listeners, you know, for a minute or so. And you know, quickly let us know what God has done for you, Regan. It's all about giving God the glory.
Yes, yes. Here, I just had a grandbaby. Well, my daughter just had a baby 9 days ago. She's three weeks premature, but she's healthy. She's not on any machine. She's 4 pounds now. She's in the process of coming home, but the bigger testimony is that my daughter surrendered her soul to God. With that, she was admitted in the hospital with high blood pressure, but they couldn't. None of the tests would own up to what it was, so we never came in agreement with it. She came in agreement with getting a C-section, which was a blessing because the baby's cord was so wrapped around her neck. Had she done natural, the baby wouldn't have made it. So I just give glory to God that she gave her soul and her baby back to God, and in return, God gave us a new life. So I just give glory to God because he brought my daughter back home. And now I have a granddaughter that I just love to pieces. And, you know, it's just another life that I'm just honored that he saw so much in me that not only did he allow me to live as long as I've lived to be a mom to them, but to be somebody's grandmother. I just give God all the glory for that because it's only God.
Amen.
So don't give up on God, listeners. Believe and trust. You trust and believe in his word and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and trust, speak it and believe it. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And it is well. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. God bless you.
God bless you all, too.
And And the blood still works. The
yes.
blood of Jesus still works.
Yes,
yes.
it does. It's working in my world. It's working in my world. And I'm so thankful, so thankful. But I thank you for allowing me to speak. I am at work as well, but I could not miss this opportunity. Please just, you guys, just keep on doing what you do. You make a
okay,
difference in people's
so
lives.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling me.
Awesome.
Okay. Be blessed.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, that's just awesome, Pam. You're just pulling them
yeah.
in. You know, I mean, speaking of testimony, I mean, you know, you've been, you know, spiritually guiding me all week. You know, I didn't really announce it to no one, but, you know, I had a tragedy that hit my life unexpected within the last, it's just traumatizing week. My son's father unexpectedly passed away, and, you know, I have a 12-year-old son that was closest to him, and I had to not only deal with the loss of his father, who was a great friend to me, but also had to break the news to my 12-year-old son that his father is no longer here, and it was the worst experience ever. I mean, I would never wish it on no parent, but, you know, I thank you also. You coached me through. I stayed in my word. Keep myself strong, you know, strong for my son and also his family. You know, he had a huge circle. I mean, the funeral was over 400 people. It was a huge funeral. He was very well known here in San Diego. You know, we all know that, you know, it's not a goodbye. See you later. And, you know, I just made sure, I'm going to make sure that my son carries on his legacy. You know, he has a great understanding, you know, great word together. And it's just been a pleasure for you to guide me through this because this is something that been most traumatizing to me in my life.
I know, but you are doing such a great job and letting God use you the way he is using you through this time, you know, what you just been through, you know, I was there with you, you know, just, you know, not physically there, but in the spirit there with you, and I know you've been through a lot, but, you know, I really seen God move in your life, and for you to even just having the burial the other day, you know, and dealing with the situation and coming back on the radio, it's an awesome thing, you know. I just, you know I told you at one time we could have canceled it, but you're just all about God business, you know, and that's what it's
right.
all about. And I just want to just thank God for letting his angelical angels be around you at this time, Felicia, and I'm proud of what you're doing.
Right.
And I send my condolences to your family and to your son, most of all, and his grandparents and stuff. My condolences go out to them, and may the blessings of God be upon that family. And I know they got something going on today, and I just ask God in the name of Jesus just to heal their hearts, to heal their souls, and to heal their mind. And thank God, most of all, that they have someone like you to carry
right.
on that legacy.
Right. Thank you. We got another caller. Let's take this caller. Let's see here.
Okay.
Caller 4570, are you there? Hello? Must have hung up. But you're just an inspiration in everyone's lives, and, you know, you're greatly appreciated in mine. I am glad that God placed you in my life. I've learned so much from you, deepening my spirituality, making the transitions in my life, you know, because he is the foundation, and without him, none is possible. So I do truly appreciate you, and I thank God for bringing you in my life.
Yeah, well, I thank you. I thank you for that, and I thank God for using me at this time. And listeners, you know, it's all about lifting up God, you know. It's just not a religion thing. God is really alive today, right now. He's alive in your life. And I just challenge you, listeners, just to take a moment each day of your life and just to embrace the Holy Spirit. There's a Holy Spirit that's within all of us. And if we take the time to get into that Holy Spirit, we'll learn how to build a relationship with our Heavenly Father that's in heaven. So, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about that. And one of the things that I noticed, it's about family. It's so much about family. I encourage you, listeners, to get with your family. Your immediate, start with your immediate family at first, the ones that's right with you. Sometimes, you know, some people's family is so small, it's just one or two of them. But whoever's in your circle, you know, that's trying to learn from you or you're helping, they're part of your family. You know, believers that believe in your Heavenly Father, you know, they're your family more closer than your own family, you know. So I embrace that you get with your family, you know, because the devil come in and kill, steal, and destroy. And the first thing he started with was back in the days was Adam and Eve to try to destroy their family. So don't think that he's going to try to, you know, forget who you are. He's coming in with you. So I encourage you to keep your family. Get with your family. Love your family. Forgive your family. We got to forgive and we got to love.
Right. We got to love. That's what it's all about. Got to love. Got to love. But we're going to take a quick break, Pamela. And, we'll be right back. We'll come back and talk a little more deeper about, you know, some things you want to share with the listening audience. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalicia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalicia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Preparation with Pamela Reese Wardlaw. And Annette, you're quiet back there, Annette.
Yes. I was just listening to your testimony. And I want to just extend my condolences to you as well, Kalicia. I found out about it a little later on. And when you were talking about, Pam, restoring the family, you know, I'm going through this process right now, and what I run across is a lot of our family have this pride about them. Well, you know, somebody got to be the first one to break the ice, whatever
right.
it is that's between, or that happened years or whatever. I'm battling that battle right now, and I tell you, it's not an easy thing, but I'm determined that it will be done, and I'm not going to let Satan have the victory over this battle, but the battle is God, and it's going to be done. And it's always like two, three sides of nonsense. And I said, this is nothing but you, Satan. So I encourage the listeners out there, when Pam was stressing, that get back with your family. It's important. You know, you see death all around us, you know, and it's like, come on, let's pull in, get closer, get to know God. And this is what I do. I just talk and you know, just try to get on both sides, you know, and just try to pull it in together, tie it all in together, whatever the problem is. And I just say it's nothing but you, Satan, in the midst of it. You know, but I just encourage the listeners. And as I've been under Pam for years, I just want to, you know, just let people know that I've been blessed with a house. And I don't even have to fix anything in the house. You know, all
Amen.
I have to do is just move in the house. When I tell you restoring, I'm talking about put new walls in, paint inside and out. I mean, every fixture that you can name. And then somebody asks you, what kind of pattern do you want? You know, it's just like it's the top of the line. And that was the time, I tell you, you know, you the time I just didn't have a place to stay. But I didn't have any idea that this was going to happen. So I just want to just encourage y'all, you know, just stay in God, believe God. Because He's for real. He's a living God. And I know, I mean, I got my blessings. I mean, it was just so
Come
quick.
On now.
Didn't even take me what we call church years, where we be sitting up in churches 10, 15, 30 years, and you still waiting on the blessing. Since I've been up under her, I had a crash course. a crash course. Because I ask God, put me under somebody that's for real, that's not playing church, and won't turn me away and turn me off. You know,
show me,
you know, the music. You know, we talk about the rap music. But rap music is okay as long as it's positive. So, you know, more we play it, you know, the kids, they'll get used to listening to it. The clean version, learn whatever you have to do with the music. Throw that seed on out there. And let's not judge people because they sagging. You know, or they're dressed a certain way or whatever. Throw that seed out there. We still love you. I don't care if they're gay or whatever. Still love them. And it just draws them right on into that light that we have upon us.
Yeah.
And that's my testimony.
Hey, God. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
And I give God all the glory.
Hey, we give God all the glory. I just thank God for just what he's doing. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us stand back because when we hear God and he tells us to do things, and when we do them, you know, miracles and wonders happen. And the people that surround you sometimes get jealous, you know, and, you know, they think that you boast in because God has blessed you because you've been obedient to his word. And then you spread in his word out what he done. You know, come on, we got to get with it. We got to get with it. We got to love more. We got to repent more. You know, and we got to believe more. And most of all, we got to praise God more.
You know,
so I encourage everyone to try him. You know, I just tell you, right now, in my life right now, it's all about faith. When I tell you that I'm on a faith walk and God is so blessing me through the faith walk, it's just unbelievable. And I'm not ashamed to tell of the goodness of God and what he's doing in my life. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed because I'm not boasting about me. I'm boasting about our Heavenly Father. So with that, I just praise him, Kalicia. And in that, I just praise him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. He is great. He is definitely great indeed. Boy, I always tell people, I'm like, when y'all read my book, it's going to be a bestseller. Tyler Perry going to be all over it. I'm like, oh my goodness. How do you do it, Jay? You know, just from my face. God. I don't care what no one say. It's him. It's all about him. I mean, there's so many stories, you know, I can tell.
Yes.
I have to write a book to tell it.
Yes.
But he's real.
Yes. And I just
have a caller. Let's take this caller really quick.
Okay.
Let's see what this one is real quick. Here we go. Hello, caller 0722. How are you?
Oh, 722, are you there? It must be a disconnect or something. They lost.
All right, let's there's this other one right here. Hello, caller, how are you? 5328.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're on the air. Do you have something to say and share?
Okay, I don't know if I'm being spoken to. Am I?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to. Woof, I got through the last couple minutes.
Well, I know who this is. I tell the listeners, this is Tabitha. This is my other daughter. My daughter-in-law. This is Tabitha. And I'm glad to hear from you, Tabitha. I'm glad that
you're here. I'm happy to hear from you, too. I'm glad I made it, at least for the last couple minutes of the show. I've been meaning to get back with it, and every week I miss it because I'm caught up in something else. But, I'm, you know, never be too caught up to hear the word of God.
Okay,
I need this while she's on the phone.
Kalicia, Tabitha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me, Tabitha? Kalicia, Tabitha kicks in every week on a Tuesday. She thinks she's missing it. But, Tabitha, we only have it once a month.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything.
So we're going to get more time. We're going to try to get it once a week. You know,
well,
we're working on some things.
It's coming once a week.
Oh, yeah, it would definitely be once a week, you know. And someone else had told me that they was missing it, too. Every time I try to get through, they said, you know, that they missed it. But I'm glad that you're here, Tabitha. Give us some praise reports.
Let's see. Things are going good up here, you know.
Yes, things are going good.
My son's turning 10 years old. Saturday.
Yes.
And everything is going great.
Well, I want to add on to the praise report. Her brother, was who we talked about last month, my son-in-law, he was going through a lot of trials and tribulations. I mean, he was in a coma for 9 days. And guess what, listeners? Tell him, Tabitha.
He is on his way home next Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He is on his way home. Thank you, God. Wow.
Yes.
I tell you, when we steeped in prayer
that
and belief
awesome.
And what? It is so awesome. It is so awesome.
It is so awesome.
It was a complete out-of-body experience, I tell you.
Well, it's awesome to have you in the air with your testimony. That was just absolutely awesome, And, yeah, definitely, you know, preparation room.
Yes.
I can see it going forth.
Is that candy on there?
We are going to work on getting on it more in the air because, I mean, you guys, when it's on, it fills up the lines, and we never have enough time. But maybe, you know, we got to do that, Pam. We may have to come on once a week because people are ready to hear it.
That's right. Is candy on?
No, just Annette, I, and Pamela.
Okay. I thought I heard Candy's mouth.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for calling in, and you stay blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You stay blessed as well. Thank you.
All right. Pamela, we got about 2 minutes, so we can, you know, we're going to have to wrap it up. You know, we always run out of time, but... is there anything you would like to conclude before we wrap up the show for today? We're at about 2 minutes. Are you there, Pam?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you
now. Okay,
yes.
Can
you hear us?
I just want to give God the glory with this 2 minutes or 1.5 minutes for thanking God for letting us share another time. And I encourage you listeners to come on through next month. Come on through. It's the first Tuesday, right, Kalicia? Come on through. And I just want to leave a prophecy. First Tuesday of each month. I just want to lead a corporate prophecy before I leave. I just know that these are the time of the dreadful days. And this is the time that we need to come together and repent because the kingdom of God is not near. It is here. God's kingdom will be done. So I just decree that you get closer to God than you've ever been before. And I just plead ahead of angels of protection over all you listeners and watch and pray.
All right. Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and calling in first day every month. Preparation room here on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Sign up. It's free. Live chat with her. Send her a message on there. Definitely tune in. We're back to regular schedule every Monday to Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Like I said, first Tuesday of every month. Tomorrow, the enchanting owner and operator of St. George Keys Belize, Entrepreneur Talk. You better believe it and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalicia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.